7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
And we wait for all these annoying noises to end to let you know that it's 1930 UTC. Hello, you are listening to Anon Radio. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I just saw a possum. Yeah, I was... Let's just get out of the car, and I'll explain it as we go along here. So it finally stopped raining. After 3 days of real nice, solid, consistent rain, it stopped. It's a nice day. It seems a little warm. I can hear a large lawn mowing machine. Anyway, after all this rain, I thought, you know, we really need to go outside today. It stopped raining late yesterday afternoon. And I thought, oh, this is going to be a good mushroom day. So I grabbed my camera, came down to the creek here, and we're going to be looking for... something smells good. We're going to be looking for, you know, corals, mushrooms, all kinds of cool stuff. I smell some delicious flowers somewhere upwind. And anyway, as I was driving down here to the creek... And yes, I do have to drive down here, even though it's very close to my house. As I was driving by Jim's house, I thought I saw something weird. Actually, I was turning the corner, and I thought I saw something weird. And I said, hey, is that a weird animal? That was a dude. I didn't even see much of anything. I just saw this sort of white blotch and some movement. And then as I was driving by his driveway, there's a possum running up it. And I was like, hey, cool. Possums during the day. I've seen it before. All right, the grass here is very wet. We're going to walk under the canopy here in a second. Maybe we'll see some owls. As I said, it has been raining for the last 3 days, so there haven't been any golfers. But there's a lot of cars in the golf course parking lot. There's probably a lot of people golfing today. It's nice. It's kind of humid. All right, I'm under canopy. I gotta take my sunglasses off. Because, boy, the light difference. It's amazing. Ew, I was afraid that it might be kind of too slippery to do anything down here. But we're gonna see what's up. All right, so first look up, look for owls. Look down into the ravine, look for marmots. Although there could be owls down there, it's a deep ravine. We've seen owls sitting right there, which is ground level. As I look around, big shadow, where is it? Yeah, okay, I see something very large flying around above me, right above me. Where is he going? Oh no, not an owl. That was a turkey vulture. What does that mean? Does that mean there's turkeys down here? I have seen a turkey down here. Once. It was when I was actually walking by the creek. I was walking around one day and I was over by the golf course. I heard something down the creek. I started looking down in there. It took me a while to see him, but then this turkey popped out. So I know turkeys have been down here in the past. I'm standing on the edge of the cliff, trying to gauge the slipperiness of the mud. Should we just go for it? Should we just risk it? I'm looking around in the trees for owls, just in case. Still don't see any. All right, well, Let's see if we can start making our way down here. As the maintenance guy for the golf course comes driving by on his giant lawnmower. I'm still trying to work my way down. And yeah, it's slippery and it's dangerous, and this is the trickiest part, but I think we're good. Let's just rock and roll. What's that? Oh. Yeah, you know, am I stupid? Am I the dumb person? Yeah. I see something white. It's under a leaf, and I think, what's that? Well, of course it's a golf ball. How a golf ball got this far over here, I don't know. All I can say is, I find golf balls in such unusual spots. You gotta wonder how bad the golfers are. Okay, I'm down. First things first, check the golf ball area. Let's see if there's any golf balls today. It's kind of early, and even though the golf course looks pretty busy, there's no golf balls down here. I don't see any. If there were any in the mud across the creek, they have now been covered thanks to all the rain. Mr. Lawnmower guy is mowing. He's having fun. All right, I guess I should spend some time looking up into the trees real quick, see if we got any owls. Well, I don't immediately see them, but then again, it's kind of rare that I see them immediately. Let's get down to some mushroom finding business. Let's head upstream into the fungus zones. See what we got going on around down here. Looking up into the trees, looking for owls just in case. Let's see. Staring up into the trees. Don't see any dudes. That's okay. Keep on walking. All right, the first thing we come to is our dryad saddle stump, which hasn't done anything interesting since the first flush. Okay, so then we have log number one. Here is a log. It is a waterlogged log. It is soggy. It is a soggy log. I'm looking in the ends. I'm looking in the broken ends. I'm kind of looking underneath. Ah, I found some Xylaria. There's some Xylaria under this log. Little white fingers poking their way up out of the ground. Now check the other end of this log. Now, I don't see anything. I don't see anything corally. There's bugs. There's a lot of bugs down here. It's bug season. Okay, move forward. Keep on walking. See what we got. All right, there's a lot of bark over here, but no logs. The next log is up here. Okay, what do we got? What's on the log? It's like a weird log lottery. I just saw something flutter, flumpy, flumpy. Was that? I'm looking for owls, because I thought I saw a shadow of something flappy. Okay, check the log, Tub. Check the log. This log is also These logs are fairly well done. I mean, these logs have been down and down here for a number of years. It's ligninned out. Why do I hear the voices of like hundreds of obnoxious children? I'm not nearly close enough to the school to hear this. There's like a bunch of kids up on the surface. Why aren't they in school? What day is this? I thought today was Friday. Is today Friday? Is today Thursday? What the hell day is this? I don't know. I'm not the president of calendars. I don't even care. Not only do I not have a calendar, I don't have a watch. I don't need to know what time it is. Ever. It's a beautiful thing. All right, there's a log under this bush. Let's move this bush a little bit and check this log. Oh, bugs. And not worth it, because there's nothing on the log. So I got a face full of bugs. Face full of bugs flying around, doing bug stuff all over town. It's buggy time. You can be a bug too. And now I gotta think of a rhyme for bug too. It's not gonna happen. I'm looking for mushrooms. I'm now walking through the area where we found the morels. And, not really seeing much of anything. We need to get up here further. Wow, look at this ivy. How did it get so big? There's big ivy here. Big ivy. Alright, where's my next zone? I should be carrying a stick, shouldn't I? Because there's going to be webs. So we got to carry a web stick, pick up a stick, and you wave it up and down in front of you as you walk. All right, the next Xylaria zone is right around here somewhere. Xylaria, little fingers, little white fingers that stick up out of the ground. Actually, there's lots of... There's lots of what? There's lots of web face. Or at least web forehead. But Tobe, didn't you just pick up a web stick? Yes. Yes, I did. Well, it sounds like Mr. Groundskeeper's done mowing. That's nice. Okay, yeah. Here it is. Here's all the Xylaria you could possibly ever want. Nice. Here's a good little cluster popping up. Neat. Neato. And there's a bunch over here and over here. Oh yeah, pretty much everywhere I look on the ground. Look at that chunk. There's some good flushes of it. Very cool. Xylaria. It's fun. Okay, let's keep going. Move up to the next zone. Somewhere up here, there's another coral zone. Are we gonna find corals today? We might. Oh, that's weird. How is the sun beating down on me right here? I thought I was under the canopy. Okay. Apparently we're missing a tree over there on the other side of the creek. It's not blocking the sun for me. Alright, looking around on the ground. Here's that weird piece of bark again. I kind of like this piece of bark. I've been thinking about picking it up and taking it home. But I'm not going to. Because I find these great pieces of bark and I think, wow, I could make a cool thing out of that. And I take it home and I never end up making the cool thing. And I've got pieces of bark in my house right now waiting to be turned into a cool thing. We don't need any more of it. I'm looking for marmots. I'm in a mati zone. why do I hear all these children? What is going on out there? I don't know. Okay, so where am I going? I guess we need to head up to the bend here. We need to get up to some of these other logs. Ugh. There's a web. Get it with my stick. Okay. Alright, we need to get up here. I keep thinking I might be seeing movement in the water. And it's just actually moving water. because it rained so much, you know, things are draining still. And I keep thinking, oh, maybe that's my ducky up there. Mr. Mallard. The shiny green head dude. But no, it's just water flowing. Okay, now I'm standing here wondering if we shouldn't have gone down the other side. Are there coral mushrooms over there? I don't know. I can't see them. All right, look at this. In this bark, we've got Xylaria. Now, I know there was coral on this log last year. Don't see any though. There's Coprinus up here on the stump. So we got some inky caps. Oh, you know, and I'm sitting here going, there's no coral on this log. There's no coral on this log. No, there is coral on this log. It's just very small. Sticking out. Ow, poked myself in the eye with a stick. Out here at the end, the littlest coral I've ever seen. Little tiny coral. Oh, here's another little cluster down here. Tiny little coral mushrooms. Okay, do I even want to bother trying to take a picture of this? I don't think I do, because I've got much better photos of coral. And this stuff is tiny. There's only... Okay, there's like 1, 2, 3, 4 little clumps. Each clump is less than a centimeter tall. Each clump only has 1, 2, maybe 3 branches. And I think this is crown tip coral, to be perfectly honest. Because if you look really, really closely at the end of these little branchy things, you can see the little spikes, the little crown spikes. And they're tiny. They're tiny little dudes. Oh, they're nice. Not even going to get a good photo of this. Okay, so hold on. I see something else a little bit weird. On the stump, okay, the log points at a stump. The stump has mycelial net all over it. There's Coprinus at the bottom. And there's some dead mushrooms on here from last season. They've turned to black. Okay, so we gotta watch this area in the future, because we got corals, we got who knows what, we got Xylaria, and we've got Coprinus, all within a radius of 1 meter. C'est incroyable. All right, another log with a hidden end. Always check the logs with the hidden ends. What's a hidden end, Tobe? Well, sometimes you have logs, they fall, and then stuff grows up around them, and you can't see what's going on in the end. So you gotta use your web stick to push all the little plants away to see if there's any coral under there. And whereas I am not seeing any coral today, I'm pretty sure this is one of those logs where I have found it before. Hey, there's a weird bug. Hi, weird bug. Weird bug is crawling onto the underside of the log. There's Xylaria under here, too. Look at all that Xylaria. Okay. Now, let's move forward. What do we got? We got another log. And I've seen coral on this log. I'm not seeing any right now. But that's okay. That's okay. Check underneath. Ooh, what's that underneath? Oh, is that a leaf? Just a leaf. Yeah, there doesn't appear to be anything going on with this log at this time. I need to get over there. How do I... All right, we gotta take a little detour here. Flip, fluff, fluff. Work our way around. And we're up at the point. There's a little cliff. There's the water. This is where ducks like to hang out. Let's see if there's ducks. Yep. You hear that? That's two wood ducks flying away. All right, so far, down in the creek, we have seen two wood ducks and some mushrooms. I got to see a possum on the way down here. That was wild. I think that was the first possum I've seen this year. Let's see. What's anything? Anything? No. Looking for mushrooms, looking for coral mushrooms today. It's coral mushroom day. It's a little early. You know, normally we start to see... Well, no, I guess this is about the right time. We tend to see corals mid-June, early June. So, this is about right. You know, it all depends on the... Again, like me, mushrooms are unconcerned with calendars. They don't care what day it is. They just like to rock and roll when the conditions are right. And that's what they're doing. Anything on this log? I don't see anything on this log. What about this log? Stump. Ooh. Oh, Caprinus. Two different kinds of Caprinus. There's inky caps under there, and there's those big ones. Got some big ones over here. Cool. Wait, then maybe that's not Caprinus then. It could, well, you know, looks a hell of a lot like Caprinus. It could be Foliota, but I think it's Caprinus. Okay, let's walk over here. Over to some other big, giant stumps. These are old cottonwood trees. Wow. A lot of Xylaria coming up through this bark. Old cottonwood trees. Hey. Oh, no. Just squirrels. Squirrels, just squirrels. Squirrels are great, don't get me wrong. But I don't see any action happening on this stump. It's stumperific. Okay, let's check the other side of the stump here. Oh yeah, there's some little bursts of Caprinus down here. Little inky caps. Oh yeah, there's a couple hiding under the bark. There's some over there. Oh, there's some up the hill a little bit here. Under some bark. Yeah, cool. Okay. Well, it's been interesting. We've got... Hey, wait. What's on this stick? Oh, there's fresh new, brand new fungus growing on this stick, but I don't know what it is. It's too small. Some scurf. Some scurfy little scurf stuff. More Xylaria. So we've had some Xylaria... Two different species of Caprinus. And of course we saw those tiny little crown tip corals. They were so cute. Oh, you know, I'm looking up now and it's kind of cool because we're getting a little bit of cotton in the air. And so, you know, I'm down in the creek and I'm under canopy, but occasionally light gets through in places. Wait, I just saw a big shadow. I just saw something big over there. I think my owl's over there. We gotta go check it out. But anyway, yeah, it's calm and still down here, so all of this cotton is just sort of floating through the air and it gets through the sun. Whoa, that lands in the water. There's cotton floating on the surface of the water. Okay. What did I see? I gotta make my way back downstream because I need to look up in this area. I saw something move in the trees. It was big. Hey, wait, what was that? I keep thinking I'm seeing things. And now that I'm looking up there, not seeing anything. Where, if that was an owl, see, he would have flown into cover. So he would be... Wait, is he right above me right now? Where is the owl dude? I don't think he's above me right now, because if he was above me, these other birds over here would be losing their minds. And I don't hear any bird freakouts. Now I'm looking into the sun. Not smart, Tub. There we go. Now that's better. Huh. Well, let's just keep moving. Ah. Nettles. Avoid the nettles. Nettles make me crazy. All right. Let's just pause here for a second. Take a look around. Because I'm getting that weird feeling that I'm being watched again. I get that feeling that something that would like to eat me is probably watching to see what I'm gonna do. Something is looking at me and trying to figure out if I am food or not. Something is looking at me and saying, hey, that's big. That's a lot of food. But it's also big and might not want to be eaten. So if I'm being watched by an owl, he's thinking, hey, should I eat that guy? Oh, no, it's that same guy. He's always down here. All right, we're back in the Xylaria zone. Just loads of Xylaria down here today. Awesome. And now my ear is starting to itch. That's not good. That's not good. All right, and now we're back in sort of the known owl zone, looking for owls. I don't see any at this time. Okay, and even though we've been through this area, I'm still waving my web stick up and down. Such an ingrained habit. I can hear golfers. I wonder if anybody's knocked any interesting golf balls into the water in the last 25 minutes. Well, I suppose we could go over here and check really quick. I'm starting to feel sneezy. I'm getting sinusy, itchy. We got all kinds of allergens down here today. Lots of good pollen, lots of cotton, all kinds of stuff. And I thought I heard a bee, but I didn't see the bee. And I just saw something red in the water and I thought it was a golf ball. It is not. It is a red plastic cup. All right, one last golf ball check. Dun, 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 dun. No golf balls today for our Tobe. He doesn't get any golf balls today. Time to go home and eat a sandwich. Yeah, I guess that's our show for today. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day, people, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm going to climb out of here, go home, and drink some cool beverage and eat my sandwich. So bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.